Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
You know, I think Chicago got the comforts of a full belly. Owners are clamoring for us to, you know, let's make a deal on Jordan. And I think all owners are very, very aware that he's worthy of, you know, a Monty Hall. You know, when it comes to the polar bear, we're not in contract hibernation. And, you know, he has power. So I think Chung Hu's going to bring K-pop to the MLB. I think Reese's Pieces fits all team puzzles. Yeah. I would say that in the pitching Autobahn, it's pretty much Mock Schnell.
Can I ask you a question about that?
I'm going to go through my speech.
Yes, sir. You know. How many more do we got?
I'm like Trump in court.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
That's Scott Boras from last year. It's just absolutely outrageous. Chris Tannehill circles this every year. Alex, when does Scott Boras speak? The GM meetings are happening.
It's the only time I ask a question in the group thread. What time is Scott Boras today?
You literally planned your day around being able to edit this. He spoke at 1 o'clock. You had lunch early? Is that what you did?
Or early lunch, early commute in, yeah. And I managed to persevere, even though they shut down the express lane going towards downtown.
I think the listeners think that he's kidding.
No, yeah,
he's not kidding.
It's my favorite segment of the year. And like,
he's not kidding about that either.
And if we have time, it's the only job I would leave for is to be one of his writers.
He's got writers at Boras Corp, clearly. And they work hard. And then he goes to the lobby where the GM meetings are taking place, and the super agent, Scott Boras, has a lackey put down a giant wood crate because he's so short and he needs to rise above.
That's
the crowd.
Enough lackey.
He ain't coming for no haircut.
It's John Lackey, which is amazing. And Bruce stands right next to him as his Bud Abbott, and then Lou Costello Boras.
Abbott
delivers these. Taddy, do you want to set him up, or should we set him up? How do you want to do it? It's your
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I mean,
congrats.
It is funny though, just looking at the totality, and as I was listening, his client list is not as strong. Maybe it's just not a great year for his clients. So, I mean, but he still's got, you know, he has Cody Bellinger still out there. So here's him talking about Cody Bellinger, who is typically, he starts with like his most coveted assets first and foremost.
You know, really, he's the only five-tool free agent outfielder. And when you look at season 25, I'd say among all the free agent outfielders, he was the top gun of the class. You know, he was defensively certainly a versatile viper in the outfield, playing both first base and all three outfield positions. He was kind of offensively a middle of the lineup Merlin in the sense that he felt that, you know, providing power and production. The other thing about Belly that's kind of unique for a guy his age, under 30, you know, he's played in all three markets, L.A., Chicago, New York. And so really, in many ways, he's an Irvin Maverick, without a doubt. When you think about what he's done in the L.A. market, he...
Iceman.
It's kind of Hollywood ringing for, you know, a championship, MVP. He was kind of a Windy City Wolfman and getting the Comeback Player of the Year. And in New York, he was a true Iceman cooling any thoughts that he couldn't hit behind Judge. And the other thing about Mellinger this year is that he doesn't have the qualifying offer is that, you know, that goose is gone. So he's really out of it. So I think that, you know, when it comes to Bellinger,
oh God,
there's no question that, you know, the teams have a need, the need to Belly proceed.
It's really all about how much you can take.
I've had about enough.
I was so lost in all of it, and I just have one note. If I missed it, if I didn't miss it, here's my note. Did he say Hollywood?
No, it's sitting right there for him.
He did. Right there. He did. Okay, yeah. So we did get Hollywood, Hollywood, okay, and yeah. Wolfman.
I told you I had about
we
enough.
We got Viper. We didn't get Jester, right? No. But we got Merlin.
We got a lot.
And we got Goose and Maverick.
All right. Let's see what we got from Pete Alonso.
We didn't get Slider, though, did we?
No, I didn't hear Slider.
And that's laying right there for him, too.
Because
it's baseball.
Sliders.
It's always next year.
Belly gets another 1-1, just so Boris can use more jokes. Here he is on Pete.
There's no doubt that Pete's pursuers are primed to pay the Power Piper.
Oh, Lord.
You know, Pete picked the perfect period to play preeminently at a primary position. A playoff-parched plethora will pounce to participate in the poll. Pete possesses a pachydermian-like perseverance. I mean, he has a nature about him that is so... And don't get me wrong, power, production, punishing pitchers, they're fully aware of his skill, but what I think they most pay attention to is the core element of what he can do to provide a team that consistency of 40 home runs, power, and production. And because they're just not finding it. They're finding a lot of players in the market that are somewhat there and somewhat not.
What would you say about
pull or plunge? I when you look at the number of first basemen that can play 100 games, well, you'd have to rank Pete right up there in the top 7 or 8 because there aren't many first basemen that can play first base and keep the position. They just don't want to play people there, you know. Forgive the pun, but it's become a platoon.
Really?
Except for Pete.
We will not forgive the pun, sir.
That's all you do.
I'm about done with my peas, I think.
Yeah, we're about done with your peas, too.
He was done 30 seconds into that and went on for another minute.
Don't worry, folks. There's only 6 more.
Whatever you say, Chris.
Let's keep going with Alex Bregman.
You know, like in Boston, you know, we learned a lot about Bregman in 25 because in Boston, prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup do not holes.
Oh.
And certainly prior to 25, Boston has been a kind of a club that's been, has Duncan well below the playoff line. So I think it was a bad roast. In Beantown, and certainly, and give the owners credit in 25. You know, they went out and spent some Starbucks to bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs. I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee. And no one wants a Brexit. So I think all teams learned outside of Houston that if you want to have someone that's going to lead a championship army, there's no better general than the Brigadier.
Do you think he's ever signed a client just for the shtick?
Yes.
Just for material?
There are a lot more generals that are better. Isn't a Brigadier General a one-star general? I believe that's correct.
The texter says, I'm starting to hate baseball because of this.
No, hell yeah. No, hell yeah. Don't hate baseball.
Wait to hear the ones I wrote.
Don't hate baseball.
Is that canned laughter after the Brexit joke?
No, that was his biggest pop, I think, of the
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that was Brexit. His biggest crowd pop.
I got to know. Let's ask Bruce who was laughing and who wasn't laughing. Here's Zach Gallen getting discussed.
Available starting pitchers is pint size.
Oh.
So we know that a lot of teams are going to be courting Gallen.
Really?
So
yeah.
There's not an ounce of truth to the idea that Gallen couldn't fill up a rotation. And certainly, you know, if you look, if you want a pitcher, why not Gallen?
Why not a Gallen pitcher? I'm picturing the boardroom. Scott, I've been thinking about Zach Gallen. This one writes itself. I'm going to go that angle. Okay, all right, sounds good. All right, everybody's doing their thing. Who's on He's Song Kim? Who's working that one?
I think Kim is a hot song on the shortstop charts. No question.
Okay, because I'm real worried about...
the Japanese pitcher?
I'm real worried about... Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Tatsuya Imai, who's been...
He's 27 years old, so when most teams talk to me about Imai, they say, oh my. So he's that kind of guy.
Wow.
What a guy.
Imai, by the way, rumored, Jeff Passan wrote that would be the perfect move for the Cubs if they got the 27-year-old Japanese righty Tatsuya Imai.
Who plays third base, right?
He's a pitcher.
Pitcher.
Yeah, he's a pitcher. Had, I think, 178 Ks and 165 innings last year. High velocity righty from Japan.
The guy says I'm starting to hate baseball. Like, no, man. This has got to bring the love back. This is, it's so stupid that it's brilliant. Like, that's what
he's going for. He's hoping that
it's come all the way around.
On the continuum that you're talking about.
Where before he was trying to get that stuff in on the sly. And now it's like,
It's just leading with
Let's
it.
Just go.
I mean, he is the de facto president of the Major League Baseball Players Association. Like, the power in this man is enormous. And he's using that power for yucks.
Okay, so next we've got Ranger Suarez.
Suarez has got true four-pitch command. I mean, he is, you know, he's really what you'd call the Zone Ranger.
The Zone Ranger! Come on, that's pretty good, actually. I like that one. It's not the Lone Ranger, he's the Zone. It's the Strike Zone Ranger. Uh-huh.
And Tarek Skubal is not a free agent.
But that's a Boris client with 1 year to go. Hot, hot topic in trade conversations.
The fans in Detroit want the Tigers to build a Tarek Barrick. You know, they Little Caesars running around town saying, Sai, Sai. So it's...
Sai, Sai? I don't get it. Anybody get it? Anybody help me? Tarek Barrick.
Did he say slice?
That's what I thought he said.
Slice.
He's talking about Little Caesars.
Pizza.
Ah, okay.
Can we hear that one again?
Let's
hear it again.
You're right. Pizza. So sigh, because he's probably going to win back-to-back sigh.
The fans in Detroit want the Tigers to build a Tarek Barrick. You know, they Little Caesars running around town saying sigh. So it's
it was sigh.
Very good, Alex.
Very good, Alex. Thank you. Very good. Tanny, how would you rate this year's crop of Boris jokes?
Look, it's always a 10 out of 10. You know, A+ every time because it's once a year, so it's never bad. You know, so I love it every time. It's amazing.
He's a farmer. This is his crop. This is his crop of jokes.
Exactly. And we need it. You know what I mean? Like, we need it for sustenance. You guys want to hear what it would sound like if he represented White Sox players?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that.
You got some?
All right, I do have some.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's no secret when you see a player as skilled as Mydroth, when his free agency race begins in 2032, the chase is on.
Really is.
And
everybody will be going crazy for Chase Mydroth.
When you look around the league at the catcher position and you talk about teal, opposing teams are seeing red. And opposing pitchers and fans are feeling blue.
I didn't know this was the assignment. I so would have played along.
He's gonna do. He did this for every man on the 40 man roster.
Speaking of the catching position, it is a premium position, and if I were a GM around the league, I'd certainly be saying, "Yo, Caro, Edgar." What else?
Tanny's Duolingo just went a ring.
In terms of the starting pitching arms race, every team's looking to beef up their artillery, and there's certainly no more powerful weapon than Jonathan and his cannon. These are White Sox players, folks.
Who will never be represented by Scott Boras. I mean, maybe Kyle Teal.
When you look at the White Sox core, it's certainly a Fab Four. And they have their share of hits. And it's always a hard day's night when pitchers face Lennon.
Oh! Wow!
It's beautiful. I think I speak for the lumbering first baseman when I say you should Tim Elko F yourself.
Oh, well, in terms of dependable relievers in the American League, Frazier Ellard certainly had his manager calling again. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, that's God's work, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what we need to do is record you next year.
Well, yeah, Bruce is going to see me standing next to him next year. I want to see it live.
Bruce, I mean, I'm coming out for the GM meetings. I only need one thing from you. I need you to give me your spot next to Scott Boras.
Don't worry, Tanny. I'm sending air checks to Scott Boras right now.
Listen, I will make this commitment right now. I will pay for your hotel room to go to the GM meetings next year.
Yeah, I think it's a great call.
No BS.
You deserve to be there.
No BS. I will pay for the... All I want is an actual still photo of you next to Scott Boras as he's doing his bits.
You got to bring a drum set so you can do the rim shots for him.
You know what?
Same texture, by the way, says, Taddy's having this much fun. I now love baseball again. You brought him back. Good job.
There's got to be, you've got to be able to have that on your phone. Right?
The rim shot?
Like we've got air horn. So
absolutely.
Someone should just do, like, one of the assembled media should just do that. And maybe not even say who's doing it.
Just
do it.
Just let it happen there. You can't disrespect Scott, or else you never get an interview again.
Oh,
God bless you, Chris Tannehill.
That was great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.